أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم آية 6 من القرآن الكريم وحضرت has compiled this selected ayats, over 100 ayats. So obviously, is a great lesson. Obviously, every Quran, every Quranic ayat, every word, sentence is a lesson and benefit. But if it's selected from there, it's more important, more value, more benefit. Very often we hear these ayats. یاد رکھو اللہ تعالیٰ کے دوستوں پر نہ کوئی اندیشہ ناک واقعہ پڑھنے والا ہے اور نہ وہ کسی مطلوب کے فوت ہونے پر مغموم ہوتے ہیں، یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو خوفناک اور غمناک حوادثات سے بچاتا ہے، اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے دوست وہ ہیں جو ایمان لائے اور معاصی سے پرہیز رکھتے ہیں، یعنی ایمان اور تقویٰ سے اللہ تعالیٰ کا قرب نصیب ہوتا ہے، اور خوف و حزن سے ان کے محفوظ رہنے کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ ان کے لیے دنیا زندگی میں بھی اور آخرت میں بھی من جانب اللہ خوف و حزن سے بچنے کی خوشخبری ہے، اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی باتوں میں یعنی وعدوں میں کوئی فرق نہیں ہوا کرتا، بس جب بشارت میں ان سے وعدہ ہو گیا اور وعدہ ہمیشہ صحیح ہوتا ہے، اس لیے عدم خوف و عدم حزن لازم ہے، اور یہ بشارت جو مذکور ہوئی بڑی کامیابی ہے۔ آیت مذکورہ میں اولیاء اللہ کے مخصوص فضائل، ان کی تعریف اور پہچان، پھر دنیا اور آخرت میں ان کے لیے بشارت کا ذکر ہے۔ ارشاد فرمایا کہ اولیاء اللہ کو نہ کسی ناگوار چیز کے پیش نظر آنے کا خطرہ ہوگا، نہ کسی مقصد کے فوت ہو جانے کا غم، اور اولیاء اللہ وہ لوگ ہیں جو ایمان لائے اور جنہوں نے تقویٰ اور پرہیزگاری اختیار کی، ان کے لیے دنیا میں بھی خوشخبری ہے اور آخرت میں بھی۔ ان میں چند باتیں قابل غور ہیں۔ پہلے، اولیاء اللہ پر خوف و غم نہ ہونے کا کیا معنی؟ دوسرا، اولیاء اللہ کی تعریف کیا ہے، ان کی علامات کیا ہے؟ تیسرا یہ کہ دنیا اور آخرت میں ان کی بشارت سے کیا مراد ہے؟ We always hear this ayat الا ان اولیاء اللہ، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی first says listen attentively، اللہ تعالی when he says this with any ayat it means it shows the more importance of it. Indeed, the friends of Allah, there is no fear upon them and they have no sorrow, no grief. Friends of Allah are those who has iman and they conscious, they have taqwa in their life. لهم البشرى، for them is a glad tiding in the life of this dunya, this world, and in the akhirat. No one can change Allah Ta'ala's decision. That is a great success. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is teaching one of the dua we being taught to make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. اللهم كن لنا وليا وجعلنا وليا لك. و اللہ make us your friend and you become our friend. و اللہ make us your friend, your wali, and you become our wali. Friendship obviously not one side, both the side. It's the most virtuous ayat of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah Ta'ala says فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ، you think of me, I think of you. Although zikr of Allah was in the past ummats also, But the unique, one of the unique quality of this ummah and special gift Allah Ta'ala gave this ummah is that you think of me, I'll also think of you. Other ummahs in the past, they were told make zikr, but they were not told this in this way. This is a special for this ummah where Allah Ta'ala says, you think of me, I think of you. You talk about me, I talk about you. An insan in a good mood, he'll talk good. But not in a good mood, things are not going well, then he may talk wrong also. May talk off. Allah never do that. Allah would always talk good. Allah Ta'ala is always kind, always merciful. But the problem is yaqeen. That's why some of the awliya Allah, they were asked, what happened in the next life? How's the questioning went? After they passed away, people see them in a dream. How things went that side? So angels came, they asked. So the answer, simple answer they gave, that so kind and so merciful Allah who did so much goodness to me, he being so kind and so good, so many years he continued bestowing, showering his favors upon me. You asking me about him, can I forget him? So this is that level. And for real, they spend their life correctly, so that's why they can give answer like that. Allah Ta'ala make it such, nothing impossible. Allah make it such that Allah Ta'ala make us also among the same, that our taqwa reach that level where we also can answer the same way. Nothing impossible. Person has to make effort, strive towards it, and rest leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are special and chosen and selected. Allah Ta'ala has given glad tidings for them in this world and the hereafter. They will not go through difficulties and hardship in this world, and they got no problem in the akhirat. But then you'll find the reality, what we see, that people, pious people also have difficulties in life. They also go through difficulties and hardship. They also go through situations where bring sadness to them. As Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, the person, the most harmed and put in difficulty in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and chosen and tested by Allah Ta'ala, are the awliya Allah, or other anbiya, then those who close to them, then those who close to them. The more person gets closer to Allah, the more being tested by Allah. It means they will be put through difficulties and hardship. So one side Allah Ta'ala says, no fear, no problem, and one side this. So the ulama ikram, our mashayikh, has explained how it works. Difficulties will come. Problems, difficulties is bound to come on everyone. Rain come, everybody benefit. The one who praises Allah, the one who swears Allah, everybody benefit. The one who believes in Allah, the one who don't believe, everybody benefits. But if the big ice falls down, comes, hailstones come and do damage, so everyone gets affected also. Friends of Allah, enemy of Allah, everyone. So benefits, everybody benefits. Any problem, everybody. But Allah Ta'ala gives special tranquility and peace of heart and peace of mind to those who are friends of Allah, that they will not go depressed. They will not get depressed. They are going through every difficulty and hardship, but they're not going under depression. that now they have to be treated for that. No, it's from Allah. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi comes big consignment of his ship. Messenger came and said, big problem, your big consignment is in danger. It's going to drown any time. And the next message is coming, it means you're losing billions of those days. So he just looked down towards his heart, literally for a few seconds, and he lifted his head up and said, Alhamdulillah. After a little while, the message came that no, it was in danger, but it survived and is coming. So he looked down again to his heart, lifted his head up, and he said, Alhamdulillah. So the people who brought the message, they were around, they asked, what is this? When Yusuf, the message came where you were losing billions, you said, Alhamdulillah. But you never just say Alhamdulillah like that, you looked at your heart first, and after that the message came, it got saved, now it means gain for you. So again you did the same thing. He says, no, when the message came that is a loss, big loss can occur, so I looked at my heart, whether the condition of my heart is changing or the same. Where restlessness is coming, depression is coming, the sad news. When I saw there is no changes, it's everything from Allah, inna lillahi wa inna. Allah ta'ala give, Allah want to take, he take it away. Allah want to give. He gave, he take. He's, so why I must worry? His decision, you can't make it. By you being sad and depressed, it makes no change to decision of Allah ta'ala. It will make no difference, so why you must worry? So alhamdulillah, it's a good condition. When the good news that it survived, I look at my heart, any different in my heart, so then if I know that Allah who gives, that Allah can take it away also. So don't be overjoyed. So this is, so they, the level of the heart, it remains constantly in the position where Allah Ta'ala is happy with. When the person goes through good condition, he mustn't get overboard, mustn't forget Allah Ta'ala. And when the adversary condition come, person mustn't get depressed, mustn't say, no, it's end of the world now, end of the tunnel now, I will never see goodness. Goodness, no. فَإِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. When the good days come, don't get overjoyed and start forgetting your duty towards Allah, and start spending lavishly, that it never going to come to an end. That Allah who brought, He can take it away too. So be under control. And when the adverse condition come, doesn't mean now that this, you will die like this, it will never change. No, that Allah who had the condition good before, He can bring the same good condition again. So iman between hope and the fear, always hope and the fear, both works. Only one is loss of time, is danger. So this is a difference between the pious people and ours, awliya Allah and normal people. People like us, we get sad, we get overjoyed. But their halat of their condition always remains steady. That's the difference between us and them. Ala inna awliya Allahi لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. That in dunya they go through that, but the heart at ease, makes no difference. The condition of the heart don't change. Whatever worst condition comes, they are at ease, they are at peace. And obviously in akhirat, everything green for them, everything go well. Allah Ta'ala will bless them with the ni'mats and the favors and the jannat. So obviously, when the person enjoys all the favors and jannat, where there will be sadness. And for the mu'min, every mu'min when he passed that questions, he becomes Allah's friend, and then he will enjoy all the ni'mats of Allah, bounties of Allah Ta'ala. In dunya maybe he's not his friend, not never become his wali, but when after death, when Allah Ta'ala forgive him, person makes him his friend, makes him his wali. So he also enjoys the same benefits what awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit. نہ خوشی نے کوئی نفع کا سامان دیا، نہ غم نے کوئی نقصان پہنچایا، ہماری ہمت اور حوصلے کے سامنے جو کچھ بھی آیا وہ ایک مہمان تھا. When something happened which makes us happy, we gain benefits of dunya, it never made no difference to our life. And when we being put through hardship and difficulty, we never lost the courage. We treated everyone like a guest. Guests come, don't stay. It's temporary, little while, and he's going to go away. So happiness and the sadness, both must be treated as a guest. Happiness came, is not going to be ever forever, it's going to go. Sadness came, don't get over sad, because that also come to go. It's not going to be staying forever. Allah Ta'ala reward our elders desire khair. How beautifully they explain. If we have this in our life, becomes so easy. Who are the awliya Allah? How the person can become friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Person reached to the level of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aadmi ka dil Allah ki yaad mein aisa mustagharak ho, دنیا میں کسی کی محبت اس پر غالب نہ آئے. وہ جس سے محبت کرتا ہے اللہ کے لیے کرتا ہے، جس سے نفرت کرتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ ہی کے لیے کرتا ہے. اس کے محبت اور عداوت میں اپنی ذات کا کوئی حصہ نہیں ہوتا، جس کا لازمی نتیجہ یہ ہوتا ہے اس کا ظاہر و باطن اللہ کے رضائے جو ہی مشغول ہوتا ہے، اور وہ ہر چیز سے پرہیز کرتا ہے جو اللہ کے نزدیک ناپسند ہو. اسی حالت کی علامت ہے کثرت ذکر دوام اطاعت، یعنی اللہ کو کثرت سے یاد کرنا اور ہمیشہ ہر حال میں اس کے احکام کی اطاعت کرنا. یہ دو وصف جس میں ہیں وہ ولی اللہ کہلاتا ہے. Who have these two qualities, he become friend of Allah. One is remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, so much it gets embedded in a person's heart that Allah's love overpowers all the other loves. If he loves somebody for sake of Allah, if he dislikes somebody because of Allah Ta'ala, because of Allah Ta'ala's command, person broke nothing on his own. And that's a level, highest level sahaba kiram reach. We always hear Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, enemy, enemy was trying to overpower him, kill him. Finally, he got overpower. The enemy thought that is sitting on my chest now. Next thing is my life. Any moment life will go, because he knew that I was after his blood. So now he will not leave me. If I got hold of him before he got a hold of me, I would have killed him. He knew that. But so what he did, he said, let me take the grudge of that anger out of my heart. What he did, spit on him. Because he knew he's going. So something he do before. When he did that, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if anybody else was in his place, what have done? If you poke him more, will kill him more hard. But he got off the chest and left him. That person forgot the condition he was in. Now he can't believe that what he's going through. He could see Malakul Maut like, and now that is not coming. How can he let him go? First thing, he was after his blood. That he's supposed to kill. That was all the reason. But then more reason, he spit on him. Instead of taking out the anger and kill him more severely and more brutally, he left him. What is this? He can't understand. So that's the level. The level of love of Allah. That you love anyone for sake of Allah, dislike something or somebody only for sake of Allah, nothing for our own sake. Says, no, before, when I overpowered you, I was supposed to kill you because of Allah Ta'ala. You and became enemy of Allah. That's why. But after you spit on me, if I kill you, now that was not for Allah. That was for personal garage, check out anger. Taking the revenge. And that is against the friendship of Allah, wilayat of Allah Ta'ala. That this is not a hatred for Allah. This is for myself. That's why I let you. He said, if that is a iman, this is what you're preaching and this is what you're talking and this is what you're fighting for. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The kalima. Always zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So, firstly, love of Allah overpowers all the loves. And zikr of Allah Ta'ala and constantly obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Always busy in the zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, and always in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Means whatever we do, obedience of Allah doesn't mean only namaz and zakat and fasting, no. Whatever we do, do proper way how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. When business, how Allah wants us to do. Work, how Allah wants us to do. Live with the family, how Allah wants us. Whatever we do. How Allah wants us to do, we do. We will be in a category of awliya Allah, although we will not be always in a masjid. Not always reading Quran. Hazrat Abu Hurairah asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's narrated, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, what Allah means by awliya Allah in this ayat? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, وہ لوگ جو خالص اللہ کے لئے محبت کرتے ہیں آپس میں, کوئی دنیاوی غرض درمیان میں نہیں ہوتی. The people who are the friends of Allah, they love one another only for sake of Allah, not for any worldly gain, not for any worldly motive. Sometime we do something quietly with this intention that we also can get counted in the list of friends of Allah. Something we do only for Allah. Nobody must know about it. Only for the pleasure of Allah, only for sake of Allah, and no gain, no other ulterior motive, we're doing something good. But how the person reached to this level? Ye vasta, امت کے افراد کو یہ درجہ ولایت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی کے فیض صحبت سے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے. اسی سے تعلق مع اللہ کا وہ رنگ جو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو حاصل تھا, اپنے حوصلے کے مطابق اس کا کچھ حصہ امت کے اولیاء کو ملتا ہے. پھر یہ فیض صحبت صحابہ کرام کو بلا واسطہ حاصل تھا, اسی وجہ سے ان کا درجہ ولایت تمام امت کے اولیاء اقطاب سے بالا تر تھا. بعد کے لوگوں کو یہی فیض ایک واسطہ یا چند واسطوں سے حاصل ہوتا ہے. جتنے وسائل بڑھتے جاتے ہیں اتنا فرق پڑتا ہے. یہ واسطہ صرف وہی لوگ بن سکتے ہیں جو رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے رنگ میں رنگے ہوئے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کے پیرو ہیں. صحابہ کرام, they reached, they were the highest level of friendship of Allah, highest level of wilayat they had, because direct contact with Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, direct صحبت of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After that, whoever was in the company of the pious, the more time, the more closer, that much the daraja and the status of the friendship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala people got. Awliya Allah ki alamat, Allah Ta'ala farmaya, meri awliya, meri bandon mein se wo log hain, jo meri yaad ke saath yaad aayein, اور جن کی یاد کے ساتھ میں یاد آؤں. اولیاء اللہ کے پہچان ہے الذین اذا دعوا ذکر اللہ, جن کو دیکھ کر اللہ تعالیٰ یاد آئے. خلاصہ یہ ہے, جن لوگوں کی صحبت میں بیٹھ کر انسان کو اللہ کے ذکر کی توفیق اور دنیاوی فکروں کی کمی محسوس ہو، یہ علامت اس کے ولی اللہ ہونے کی ہے۔ کمپنی آلویز ہیز افیکٹ آن دا پرسن۔ صحبت صالح ترا صالح کنت، صحبت طالح ترا طالح کنت۔ کمپنی آف دا گڈ ونس پائس ونس میک یو گڈ اینڈ پائس، کمپنی آف دا ایول ہیبٹس پیپل ول میک یو لائک دیٹ۔ سو بی ان اے کمپنی آف دا پائس ونس ہو آر دا پائس، اف یو سٹنگ ان دا کمپنی یو گیٹ توفیق ٹو میک ذکر آف اللہ، یور دنیا وری گیٹ لیس۔ ٹو کوالٹیز، یو سٹنگ بائی پیپل وے یو گیٹ توفیق ٹو میک ذکر آف اللہ۔ لاٹس آف ٹائم وی سی وی سٹنگ ان اے گیدرنگس، تعلیم پروگرامس، پائس پیپل، ایون اف یو ناٹ ان اے ہیبٹ آف میکنگ ذکر، یو اسٹارٹ میکنگ ذکر، یو لوکنگ فور تسبیح اینڈ اسٹارٹ۔ That is a sign of the good company, pious company. And your worry of dunya get less. You don't worry much about, don't think about dunya. Generally, when you're sitting by the, one of the advice pious people give, that don't sit in the company of the very wealthy and rich ones. Doesn't mean don't meet them, no. Don't spend lots of time in their company, because what's going to happen is going to make you make less shukr of Allah. It will make you sad, I don't have this, I don't have this, look at this, we've got this, look at. So where that company where your dunya worry grows more, that's not a good company. Where your dunya worry get less, then that is a good company. That is a sign of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, sometimes they get misunderstanding. They want to see people performing miracles. And they see some miracles happening. So lots of time people don't know the difference between miracles and the witchcraft. Lots of time you see children, you love the children. See the money. Money is here. Then money come out from here. See, a miracle, that's not a miracle. Difference between a miracle and a jadu is, miracle is directly from Allah, no means in between, no tricks. And the witchcraft and the jadu, they are means but hidden, not visible, but they are means. It is not visible. But the karamat miracles, directly from Allah, there is no means in between. Directly, work of Allah, decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a difference between karamat. So, people want to see something must happen. They must tell somebody to bring money. That's how it happens. People, they misuse jinnas and they get them to steal the money and bring. Where do you want to bring money from? Steal money and bring? Oh no, look at this. A very great man. No. The person who got no deen in life can't be a great person. Even he brings billions. Because where is he bringing from? Yeah. He's not going to make money. He's going to steal and bring. Jinnat, they steal. People send them to steal. That's why when you'll find things missing in the house, don't start blaming wife, children, or the maid working in the house, or people are working, or people came to work. Don't blame until you don't have a solid proof and eyewitness. Because shaitan steal, jinnat steal. So when you put something, the Ayatul Kursi and blow it, then they can't touch. Ayatul Kursi and blow it. Wherever you're putting, every time you're putting, lots of time people say, but I have my ayinul lab and I put it, Then I see before few days it is gone and is missing. It's getting less without me even using it. So somebody is stealing. No, not necessary. Jinnat steal, shaitan steal. And that's how they help other people. Other people ask help from them. How the witchcraft, why the Islam is hating witchcraft, is haram in Islam. Witchcraft, jadu, is haram, is close to kufra. Lots of great sins in Islam, but there are very few, it's about, it says kufra. It's a sin, but it's a kufra also. So, witchcraft and the jadu is a, not only sin, is a kufra also. The person who do get involved in the jadu, he goes out of Islam. He loses iman. Person don't read namaz. Doesn't say he's out of iman, loses iman. No. It's a great sin to not to read namaz. But when he's come to do witchcraft, get involved in jadu and have yaqeen on the jadu, because there's so many wrongs. And then person loses iman. Awliya Allah, good glad tidings for them in this world. And at the time of maut, Allah Ta'ala will give them glad tidings of Jannat also. When they're going to rise from the qabr, they'll be given glad tidings of Jannat. People of La ilaha illallah, there is no worry for them in the qabr, not when they get it from the qabr. When they will get it from the qabr, they will just dust the sand from their face and they say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi athaba an al-azan. Allah ka shukar hai, jisne hamara gham dur kar diya. Well, thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has taken away the sadness from us. When the people see that people love for us, people think good of us, that is a good sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put our love in the people's hearts. So the people of Allah, friends of Allah, when Allah ta'ala put the love, they love in the people's hearts, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see people love certain person, so it's from Allah. That's also a sign that Allah ta'ala loves the person, so Allah put the love of that person in the hearts. So our dua must be always, Allah also make us His friend. Allah become our friend and we become Allah's friend. And Allah can make this happen, at least we must make dua, include this our dua. And at the same time, we have to make effort also towards that. That try and make our life correct. Be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as much we can, constantly busy in zikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever zikr we like. Everybody have a different bud of taste. Some say la ilaha illallah, some say subhanallah, some like alhamdulillah, some like Allahu Akbar. So whatever, some like la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, whatever, as long as Allah Ta'ala's name is in our tongue, that is a great ni'mat of Allah. Make dua, still lots of people are sick. Yunus bhai, Ali, his relatives are also sick. And lots of others, Allah give them complete afiyah, shifa, inshallah. Those who left this world, Allah grant Jannat for those. Allah keep us with a good health, with afiyat, so we can continue making khidmat of Allah Ta'ala's creation. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إن الله لا إله ان الله لا اله 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 ان الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان لا هادي إن الله لا إله 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 إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله ولا كافي إلا الله ولا غفار ذنوب إلا الله ولا ستار عيوب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إن 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 الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. Hazdan Allah, Allah Hazdan Allah, Allah Nur se apna seena ban jiye to uska hokar jiye to uska hokar ji mare to uska hokar man har dam Allah Allah kan Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim Subha biyallah sham biyallah Subha biyallah sham biyallah Chalte firte hadam Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad barik wasallam ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغفرك واصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي حول الموت اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرام غنى فضلك عمن سواك اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر للعافية اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافية الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وسبحانك ورضا بالقضاء اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير مغلقا للشر اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير مغلقا للشر اللهم اغفر لي واغفر لي ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا الى ان استرفت عين. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وادخلنا الشناب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم انا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.